A month ago, Grambling State was scheduled to play Jackson State in a largely meaningless football game. The date has been little noted nor long remembered. But, according to yours truly, Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, it might be the most important game of the season because they didn't play it. The Grambling State University football team plays in the unheralded Southwestern Athletic Conference in the division beneath the big boys. They had an 11-game losing streak stretching back into the 2012 season. In short, this was not a team that warranted national attention. But the Tigers finally got some last month. No, they didn't notch their first win that day or even another loss. They didn't play. And it wasn't due to bad weather or a bye week. The players simply refused to take the field. Grambling is a historically black college with a very rich tradition. Their legendary coach, Eddie Robinson, won 408 games, which set the record Joe Paterno would break and then relinquish due to NCAA sanctions. One of Robinson's biggest stars was Doug Williams, the first African-American quarterback to lead his team to a Super Bowl title. But as a coach, Williams was more beloved than successful. His Grambling teams could not get it done, while the school itself suffered draconian budget cuts. The players had to travel everywhere by bus and work out in a weight room so decrepit, several suffered staph infections. This fall, it all came to a head. Williams raised money for a new floor, but not through the proper channels, they said, so the school did not spend the money. After the team lost its first 7 games this year, the president fired Coach Williams without discussing the decision before or after with the players. The school replaced Williams with the interim head coach, George Ragsdale, which pleased the players even less. For the players, that was the last straw. They were tired of playing in a second-rate, unsafe program. They were tired of being taken for granted. And they quickly tired of the new coach the school had foisted upon them. So before the team's October 19th game at Jackson State in Mississippi, the players voted to stay home. In other words, to boycott. Yes, this ticked off Jackson State. It was a league game, after all, and Jackson State's homecoming, too, which cost the city some serious money. Still, the news faded fast. Who really cares whether a winless second-tier team plays or not? But it should get the attention of the people who run college football, because they better understand something that everybody else seemed to miss. In the current equation, the players have absolutely no power until they sit down. Then all of a sudden, they have all the power. Any football team could do the same thing, which demonstrates just how fragile the sports foundation really is. As the salaries of coaches and even athletic directors soar into the millions, while the players' income remains stuck at zero, it's not hard to imagine a point when the players finally say, enough. Before the Michigan-Michigan State game last year, I ran into former Michigan cross-country coach Ron Warhurst. He looked around at the thousands of people happily spending hundreds on that day's game, and many of them much more. 2 golf courses, 2 huge parking lots, and thousands of front yards within a mile of the big house were all packed. You look at this, he told me. You look at how much money people spend and how much the coaches make, and you got to think, one of these days, the players are going to run out of that tunnel, sit down on the benches, and refuse to play. One of these days. When Warhurst told me that a year ago, we both assumed that day was a long way off. But after the Grambling players boycotted, I now believe the future might be coming a lot faster than any of us thought. One question remains. Do the people who make millions off those amateur athletes know it?